2 shots of vodka. Ooh, it's gonna be strong.
Boost up, baby.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. All right. Let's start this off strong as normal, Ange. What are we drinking?
We're drinking strawberry daiquiris, gluten-free like always. It's just strawberry daiquiri mix with Bacardi rum. We got it from Bottle King, so it was highly discounted. We were financially responsible. Nice. And decided to buy the handle instead of the liter because it was better financially.
You got bang get for your buck.
Exactly.
More Bacardi for your buck.
And then we tried to make it frozen, but we had limited ice cubes, so it's not really. But if you have ice cubes, put it in a blender and you're good to go.
Yeah.
So we're with Megan and Debbie. Say hi, Megan.
Hi.
Say hi, Debbie.
Hi.
We're all drinking except Megan. Do you have a reason why you don't want to drink this? You don't have to have a reason.
I don't really have a reason. I'm just, it's not for me.
You think you'll ever will?
Don't choose that.
Like, drink?
Maybe in, the future, but at the moment, I'm just not, interested.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Just wondering.
Yeah. I mean, I've had, sips of stuff before.
Yeah, but
I don't know. Not for me, I guess.
Yeah. But I've always wondered, how do you, feel, though? We're all drinking.
I feel totally fine. It doesn't bother me at all. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care if other people drink when I'm around. I don't, really don't care.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah,
you don't want to.
I'll just have, water or, soda or, whatever.
Glass Shirley iced Temples. Tea, maybe.
Shirley Temples, for sure. I love those.
They're so good.
You should have made
so
those.
Good. Yeah.
But I don't know what that red stuff is in them.
I think it's just, cherry syrup?
Yeah, something
like that. I don't know. Yeah, where do you buy that?
True. I have no idea.
I don't know. I have to do more research.
For
damn
next
it.
Podcast.
Yes. We'll have Shirley Temples. We'll just make them alcoholic and non-alcoholic.
Dirty Shirley. And
Dirty. Yeah, what they call them?
Yeah, Dirty Shirley.
I've only had a Virgin Shirley, so no. I don't know that.
Dirty Shirley isn't just like Shirley Temples.
Shirley Temple, yeah. She is virgin. Dirty Shirley, she grown up.
She grown up.
She's of age.
Or her mind just grown up.
Yeah. Whatever.
Oh my god.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, you do. Whatever you
want. Come on our drinking podcast where everyone around you will be drinking, even though that makes you highly uncomfortable.
And get over it.
You enjoy your water. Yeah. And, no, it's totally fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
Well, the strawberry mix is virgin, so you could
some make it bubbly or do that too. I didn't think about that.
I know. So, excuse me. So we're talking to Debbie and Megan because known these ladies for a long time, and they've also both have been in super long-term relationships, and that's kind of plays in
super long.
Yep. So we're kind of gonna talk about that, but before we get into that, so Megan, why don't you tell us first how long you've been together with Billy?
So Billy and I have been together, it's gonna be 8 years in August. So we started dating when I was 15, and it was the summer of our freshman year, so going into sophomore year of high school.
Yeah. And he was a year older, so he was going into his junior year.
He was going into his junior year, yeah.
Good.
Crazy, crazy.
Wild. And Deborah?
About the same. So me and Danny have been dating for 7.5 years, almost 8 years. We started dating right before I was going into my sophomore year, and he was going into his junior year, and now we're engaged.
Woo! Wow. Yes. Insert church bell here. Yes. Ding, ding, ding. We'll put that. I'm writing a note. We're putting that in.
Over your saying it. Yeah. Burr, burr, burr. So, wait, aren't you guys like a month apart?
Yeah,
like,
I'm August. They're September.
Yeah. So.
Oh, so that's cute. Crazy. So cute. And you guys have like always been like close, so like you were like not only has that happened, but like you were friends who literally went through the same like length of a relationship at the same time, like right next to each other. So,
and it's good because that's crazy. Like Billy and Danny are good friends as well. So it's been pretty fun.
No, that's cool.
But that's also good. Weird. Well, not weird, but like uncommon thing. Not only that, because that is like who thinks
friends.
It's not even. Well, yeah, but not even that. Just the length, the long term.
Yeah, and like because from a high school relationship, like everyone's gonna say like that won't last, and like here we are, like it's lasting for some people.
Yeah. So
like,
on top of being literal high schoolers now, 8 years later, still dating, you've also, right, all of you, this has been your first relationships. Like you haven't had other.
Yeah, no, Danny was my first kiss. I was his first kiss. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's so crazy.
Oh, my gosh. And then, right? You too?
Basically.
Well, I know. Didn't
feel well, Billy's had, like, other, like, little, like, girlfriends. But he's, like, my first, like, real, like, boyfriend. Like, I've, like, I don't know. Like, a couple people have, like, asked me out and, like,
school, but nothing that you, like, significant.
Serious, nothing that I even considered, like, real.
Yeah, exactly. If it's in middle school, that should do not count.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Do you ever...
I'm, like, over here, like, thinking of, like, everything that's happened since I was, like, 15? Going into my sophomore year of high school, and I'm like, damn. I'm, like, standing next to, like, saints over here, and I'm just, like...
Now, this is, I'm just putting this question out there, and you either both can answer it, or neither one of you can answer it. It's not like that, but it's just a, like... Have you ever, like, I don't know, not saying that you wish you weren't dating for as long as you have or aren't dating Danny and Billy, but have you ever, like, kind of wished you had, like, another boyfriend prior to that so then you could say, like, all right, I've gone through the breakup thing and I've, I don't know.
No. I mean, I feel like everything has gone fine, so it's like, why change it? As and chokes to death.
The last one. So, oh my gosh, she's a mess.
What even happened?
Oh no, she did it last week because she choked on a freaking raspberry and a drink and was like spit raspberry everywhere.
Oh,
and I was just like sitting there like, what, are you good? So who knows? She tries to hold it, but she can't.
That makes
she
it worse. Can't.
Yeah.
No.
Oh my god.
Are you sure? Oh my god.
Guys, so you were saying that not really. Like, it doesn't really fate. Like, you're
no,
just
I mean,
of,
I just
like,
feel like everything's been fine, so there's no point in.
And I'm sure it's not like. I'm sure, like, there's, like, been situations where, like, maybe you guys have, like. Have you ever, like, really, like, gotten to a fight? Like, you can still experience, like, I feel like relationship things. You don't have to break up, you know? But it's still things that, like, might still hurt you.
Yeah.
Like, breakups do. But it's just that you just stuck it through and it just worked
out. I mean,
out.
Me and Danny, like, almost broke up once.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, it was a while ago. I mean, it was when we first went to college. I mean, because we both went away to college at first. And that's, like,
a
almost,
big change.
It's almost impossible,
it's hard,
I think, to, like, stay in a relationship from high school if you both go away to different
Absolutely,
colleges.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, yeah, we almost, like, broke up there.
Yeah.
But
you pushed through.
Pushed through. And I'm happy
so it's
we
not,
did.
Like, you know, I feel like I understand where Angela's, like, question comes from. Like, oh, do you wish you at least experienced a breakups? Because, like, you know, yours might. But, like, I feel like even just going through a bad fight even if you literally don't say, what if we break up, you know, like even just the fighting and you thinking like, what if we do, sometimes that's like rough enough, you know, so as long as you've gone through that in ways you've already kind of experienced like pain, you just were able to push it.
Yeah, because I thought, I just thinking like why I thought of that question was kind of like, I don't know, like this is, well, this is one extreme of why, like I would think like, if one day I were to have a child, if they went through a breakup, I would have, like, personal experience and advice to give them because I know how it felt. But then, I mean, you don't need to have that experience to explain, like, to help someone go through that.
You see it. Like, it's just because if you don't go, you know, yeah, you but kind then, of have had friends.
Yeah, and that was, like, one thought that was, like, a, well, if that happens in the future kind of thought. And then my other thought with it was kind of, like, a through a breakup, you, like, I feel like you kind of learn about yourself a lot, and I mean, how you react to it, and, like, what you do with it, and, like, I don't know, I felt like...
But you grow from it.
Yeah, and I feel like positive stuff kind of comes out of it, even though at first it, like, it sucks, but I also feel like there are positive things that come out of them.
I mean, there's definitely different ways to grow, I mean...
Oh, no, definitely, I'm not saying that's the only way.
Yeah, I mean, my parents got divorced, so that kind of, in itself, just held me with breakups, and that made me be like, oh, I don't ever want to go through that.
Yeah. So. And then the other one that Angie had put here was, like, okay, so now you don't wish, like, because you're like, oh, like, we've gone through stuff. Do you ever worry that one day, either, like, you guys or... you know, Danny or Billy, like, will wish that maybe you did. Like date other more people.
Like, just... Like, I don't know. I feel like this is...
experience.
Yeah. I feel like this is a more male mentality.
Yeah.
But girls can definitely have the same thought. Like, kind of like, I wish I, like, dated more, had more of that, like...
Yeah.
Experience. Like, I don't even know. Like, more first... Not even... I don't know. But, like,
maybe, like, went after that one guy who maybe you never would have...
dated long term,
but like maybe if you were single, maybe you would have, and like maybe you just like made out with him and it was like cool, but like you still went back. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? You never know. Like, you just had that chance.
Well, I was just thinking, like, you look back in your life and you're like, oh, like,
I should have dated more people,
like, done more that experience wise.
I guess there is always a part of you that thinks about that, but like. In the end, like, when you find someone that you want to be with forever, like...
That thought doesn't even come into your head.
It's like, you know, like, I just happened to find him when I was 15.
Which is young.
That's why it's kind of like...
Not everyone should find him. Like, there's a different ages for everything, and everyone experiences a different way. So, yeah. No, I get that.
Good. Healthy.
I'm, like, over here, like... How many relationships is there? Like, that I thought I was going to marry all of them?
Yeah. So, now that we have some background on Debbie and Megan, our topic we're talking about is 7 weird relationship habits that kind of point that you're with the right person or that just happen when you're in long-term relationships, like when you're comfortable with your partner.
Sounds good.
Or if you're with someone like me, it's just fucking weird the second you meet them, and I'm probably doing these things within the first month because I just don't have
boundaries.
I don't really understand boundaries. I'm like,
All right. So number one was pluck each other's hair. So it says tweezing your partner's beard or nose hairs and is a weird but normal relationship habit. I think this could not, like, eyebrows.
I do Jimmy's eyebrows. Yeah. I do everybody's eyebrows.
Get away. I'm gonna do mine later.
Yeah. So everyone but Marissa weigh in on this, because she just plucks everybody's hair, whether she's dating you or not.
I mean, Billy will have, like, random, like, gray hairs, so I'll just, like, find one and then just... yank it out. Yeah. I like just like grab it and just
you tell don't get old. Just do it.
I mean, sometimes I'm like, ooh, me. There's like a gray hair. So I was like, can I pull it? And then sometimes he says no, but like, I'll pull it anyway. Like, please, not just like let me just like grab the hair.
Yeah.
But like, so I feel weird. Like that's it. Or there's like, if there's like a long her beard hair that you missed. Like, there's a hair, like, just let me grab that.
Yeah.
I like ingrown hairs.
Oh, my God.
Pick those out. Yeah, like, beard. Like, if Jimmy shaves his, like, beard on his neck, because, like, he won't shave the whole beard off, but, like, if it starts getting too, like, long down his neck, I don't know.
Yeah.
He'll, like, shave it, yeah, off so it's not there, and then he'll usually get, like, an ingrown hair there, because, like, that's a weird, you know, your neck's down, so no wonder it gets ingrown, but I like to pick those out, and he absolutely hates it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm probably saving your life! You're infected!
Oh my God,
I mean, I, like, give Danny haircuts. Like, we have, like, the trimmers.
That's cute.
Because he's too cheap to pay for like someone professionally.
My kind of man.
I do, like, I'll trim, like, for all Brian's beard. Because I, like, do it fine.
I've never done...
He doesn't have to get it done anywhere.
I've never done the beard. I have shaved Jimmy's head. Mm. Not bald, because I would die.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've done that. Yeah, that's fun. It's fun to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like doing
that. Love
that. Okay, number two.
You speak to each other in funny voices. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, do you guys ever get weird?
I mean, yeah, we'll, like, joke around and just be, like, stupid, but nothing.
I feel like that's, like, also just
like
a thing.
Always
I think, like, that
idiot,
comes
so.
With just being, like, friends with someone.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was someone for 8 years, like, I assume that they're, like, at least one of your best friends.
Yeah,
so, like,
exactly. Well, I just, like, I specifically remember this has nothing to do with relationships, but it does have to do with Megan.
So
we were driving in the car, and I don't even know what happened, but I did something, and I was, like, talking, just, like, weird. I was just being so weird, and I was like, why am I like this? I literally said that. I was like, and we were, like, 18. I was like, I am an adult. Why do I act like this? Like, so, yeah, I think this is, like, a you're comfortable, you're just kind of, like,
just don't
do
care.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Act however with whoever's around.
Yeah. Another thing I think I would just do around anybody. I don't have boundaries.
Yeah.
this is a bad one for me. I don't think that
this is
really...
just like, I do this with anybody.
I did it with that guy I just met on the street.
Long term, no.
Hey, how are you, fellow? You want me to pick that hair out for you?
Oh my God.
You need that your eyebrows done?
Oh my God. Jesus. Okay, number three. Pick off their plate. I definitely do this because I love food, and usually if we go out to eat, like, there's always, like, more than one thing I want, so I usually try and be sly and convince Jimmy of ordering the other thing that I want, and then I'm like, we'll share, as in, I'll eat part of yours, but you would not touch mine.
Yeah, I 100% pick off his plate, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Danny usually finishes my food for me.
Nice.
Because I can never finish a
meal. See, Danny is living
kind of
the life.
Way. Yeah.
Because, like,
I
would...
finish it all either, I feel like. But I also do order accordingly sometimes. So, like, if I know, like, I'm not going to eat that much, I'll know what to order so that I'll eat most of it.
Yeah.
So, and Brian orders way too much. Because his eyes are way bigger than his freaking stomach. So it's like he ends up with, like, all this leftover food and I finish mine. But I feel good and he feels like he wants to die. That's usually how it happens.
Yeah, I feel like I'm always that kind of that person who's like, if someone else has finished eating and I'm done and I'm like, you gonna eat that?
Yeah, like eyeballing the food.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'll eat that for you if you don't want it.
Yeah.
So. But
just don't want to waste it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why people are bugged out about that.
Yeah.
You know, I guess.
Pretty normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely don't think that's like
it's it's a sharing moment.
Yeah, come on, be nice. Sharing is caring.
Yeah.
Weren't you in kindergarten? Yeah. All right.
All right, the fourth one is you sing together.
So, I mean, everybody knows I just do this anyway.
Yeah.
But, Debbie, do you and Danny sing together?
He sings all the time. I do.
I can't even imagine it, but I love it.
But he just freaking sings all the time. It's annoying.
Oh
I don't sing at all. Other than, I only sing if I'm in the car by myself.
Yeah.
And it, like, Danny's actually, like, never really hear me sing.
Yeah.
Like, or sometimes if, like, the radio's on, I'll, like, sing, not realizing, like, that I'm not singing it out loud.
Yeah.
And he'll, like, try to listen in. And once he starts listening, I shut up. A little.
So
I don't really sing in front of people.
Yeah,
but Danny sings all the time.
But Debbie, what about karaoke?
Oh god. So yeah, when I went to this karaoke bar, and it was after the freaking EdTPA. So and you know what that is?
Oh yeah, it's just hell.
Yeah. After this month of hell, I got really drunk. Too drunk.
Yeah.
And I was just singing like crazy.
So you basically cheated on Danny because you sang in front of your friends people. Was your guy friend there?
Yeah.
Another man, and your fiancé hasn't even heard you sing.
OMG. What a scandal, Debbie. Seriously. I mean,
sing it karaoke scandal.
Drunk.
Alright, so I gotta just tell Danny to get you lit and then put like karaoke on your TV and see.
Oh my god,
make the magic happen.
Yeah, there's plenty of space to put on a little show, a little dancing. Oh my god. What about you, Megan? Are you a singer?
No, I do not sing, but Billy also sings all the time and he always tries to get me to sing, but I'm just like, Someday.
Eight years later, you guys both have guys that sing all the time. I still have not sung.
That's so funny.
Oh my god, Jimmy.
I was gonna say,
Jimmy's like, shut up. Yeah, but to me, he's like, shut up, stop it. I'm like, always trying to make us duet. And he's always like, no. And I'm like, you're breaking my heart.
Oh my god.
Freaking duet with me, please. No one's around. I have to like,
barter with him.
Be like, I will give you an hour back rub if we can sing this song together.
That's crazy because he's in a band.
I always want to sing things that he's like, I don't even know what songs these are.
Oh my god.
But I'm like, it doesn't matter.
Like, just sing
you
it.
Know how
yeah,
to
you
do
know
it.
How to read your sheet music. Like, just fucking read it.
He actually doesn't. He has no idea.
No, he doesn't know how to read.
He doesn't know how to read music.
Oh my gosh.
So, he's lying to us all.
You still know.
I know how to read it, yeah. But he never learned how.
Crazy.
Stole it. What kind of musician are you?
I don't know. I guess I sing a little.
He's just a savant. Does Brian sing?
He does more of like a da-na-na-na. Like, he just makes little noises, like, here and there. And I look at him like, you're fucking weird. But he doesn't really like sing too much, and if he does, it's like him just like making fun. Like, he doesn't like sit there and like you know. It's more of like a song comes on and he'll like kind of like talk sing it.
Yeah,
he definitely does do it, but it's not like anything crazy. We're probably both, I'm like probably a little higher than him, but it's pretty fairly even, I think, our singing moments. But yeah, I don't care. Like, I'll just sing the radio. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care who's in the car.
If he hates it, then
my jam's
what is he gonna do?
On.
Like, you suck at singing? Bye. Like,
yeah. If my jam comes on, it's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
All right, number 5. You call each other by nicknames. All right, what are your nicknames? You must have a lot because 8 years.
We don't like have a lot nicknames. Of
you don't have any. You're going to tell me you don't have one. That's a lie.
No, I think we think. So no offense to people who do this, but when people say babe, it's the most annoying thing.
Oh, I hate
hey,
that.
Babe,
my sister
babe,
hates
babe.
It
so
too.
It's like, I know.
Yeah.
Like, it's just.
Yeah, but that's not like a nickname. That's like, yeah, no, that's like, I would do that to make fun of people.
We get apartment. I know, I didn't know what to say. I was like, I can't, like, say where I am. At the apartment.
We're in an apartment. There's very good drink service. Anyway, wait, nicknames.
Yeah,
nicknames.
We don't,
I'm
me
trying
and Danny
to think
don't
back.
Do nicknames either. Like, it's
but
just,
not even, like, silly, stupid shit that, oh, wait. Oh, I call Jimmy Chive all the time.
And chive?
Like, isn't that like a food?
Yeah, like a chive.
Onion, chives and onions?
Yeah, like a chive. I don't know why or how it started, but the second I did it, he hated it immediately, so I do it like all the time. Yeah, it's like, and it's like his alter ego. I'm like, oh, chive. Like, I feel like we're back in this other era. And I'm like, chive, please, chive. Be a darling and get
me. I feel like if me and Brian ever watched something, like a show or something, like if like we were just watching the act, so like whatever we do, like he'll put on, like I asked him the other day, I was like holding a bunch of stuff so we could like go downstairs or something, and I wanted to put on like my little slippers, and I was like, can you put on my slippers for me, because he wasn't holding anything. He's like, yeah. And I was like, put on mama's slippers for you, honey. Like, you know, like, I'll just do, like, I feel like
you're, like, imitating,
But, like, that happens all the time.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to think. All right, does anyone remember that show it was on? What was it called before they changed it to Freeform? ABC Family.
Oh, yes.
Freeform,
whatever. And then I never turned to that station again. But when it was ABC Family, it was that show Melissa and Joey.
Yeah, I remember that show.
It was so good. But it was like, he was the nanny. He was the manny, like the live-in nanny. Oh, but he was a guy.
Is her name Melissa in real life?
Her name's Melissa Joan Hart, like Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And his name is also Joe in real life.
She was on an episode of that 70s show.
Yeah, well, anyway, so the like...
Random fact of the day.
Yep.
I'm going to have to Google this. But on the show... The, like, young couple had, like, nicknames for each other, and they were, like, disgusting and absurd, so me and Jimmy, like, used them for a long time. It was, like, something mouse and something bear.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Go on to the next one, and I'm gonna look up.
Yeah, well, here, I mean, Brian is a big, like, typical nicknamer, so, like... Like, if I'm texting him, like, I will say babe. My sister hates it. So, like, if we're around her, we definitely say babe. Just to annoy her. Like, we'll just be like, oh, thanks, babe. Like, just, like, be in her face about it. But Brian is, like, big. Like, everything is, like, boo, honey, like, all the time. Just can't. I don't think I would be able to get it to stop, so I just don't care.
That's just so, like, weird to me. I don't know.
Yeah. I know, like, sometimes I call him, like, Bri Guy.
Bri Guy.
And, like, I know, like, in my Snapchat, he's still, like, when we first met, we were so freaking gay. Like he, I have him in my Snapchat as Brian, and in parentheses, the hot guy from the bar. And then I was, like, in his phone as, like, the prettiest girl at the bar, some stupid shit like that. So I think we've just been, like, ridiculous since the beginning.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way for me to find out what these nicknames were, but it was, like, it was literally, like, Squeaky Mouse and, like, Scary Bear. And, like, that is, like, what...
Thank God I never heard you say that, or I don't want to...
Because, no, we would never say that in front of anyone else, because, like, if you don't watch the show... Especially if you don't watch the show, you're going to be like, ew, that is really a lot.
I know in that 70s show, like, Jackie calls Hyde, like, she's like, oh, my pudding pop, and I'm like, what? Like, why is that a thing? Like,
yeah, so it's just Chive.
Yeah.
Chive.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. No. All right. Next one, number 6. You're willing to pop their zits. This is a huge yes for me. This is like a bonding moment for me and Brian. It's for me to sit there and pop every single zit on his body almost every day. Yep.
This is definitely how I know I am okay with you, because the thought of doing this would, like, make me actually vomit to anybody else, but I can do this to Jimmy.
Hmm.
But anybody else, I'd be like, ugh! Yeah. Like, dry heaving at the thought of even looking at it.
Yeah.
I have never popped one of Billy's pimples, but yesterday there was just one that I was just like, you have a pimple. I was like, just let me get it.
It's been 8 years.
Wow, breaking news. This just did. It's been 8 years, and Megan finally...
I didn't do it, though.
Wait.
I just wanted to, for once. All right,
go over and go do it, because...
Like, honestly, that's, like, my favorite thing.
See, all right, so when I give back rubs, Judy gets mad at me, because I'm always like, if I feel anything, like, it could just be a little bump or anything, I, like, immediately start to, like, scrape it off.
Yeah.
And he gets so annoyed because he's like, ow. I asked for a back rub, not, like, this pain.
Yeah.
But my dad, I remember I was like, blame my father. Because when we were little, if we tried to, like, sleep with them, he would be like, all right, if you're going to stay here, you have to rub my back. And I wouldn't want to do it. And he would say, like, oh, if you feel anything, like, just pick it off. So just, like, be picking it
Ew, what the hell?
And it wasn't pit bulls. I don't know what it was. it was just, like, his skin. Well, no, you'd get, like, sunburn, and I would, like, pick all the sunburn skin off.
Peel the skin.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I love to peel sunburn off.
Yeah.
So now it just happens. Yeah. Can't avoid it. If I feel I'm like scraping it off.
Yeah. No, I feel like I ruin like any like sexual encounter with me and Brian by like he'll come over and like try to like kiss me and be cute and then I spend half the time just like staring at his whole face as he's like staring at me in the eyes and I'm like, got a pimple? Like, I'm just looking, and then I start, and then it goes there, and then it goes around to the back, and then I'm like, all right, rip that shirt off, baby, like, here we go, and I'll get, like, my flashlight out, and, like, my, like, a tissue, and I'm, like, ready to freaking go, like, that's my favorite. I literally turn it into Dr. Pimple Popper.
I can't watch it.
Like, I've watched ones where if it's, like, regular pimples, like, I can watch that, and that to me is satisfying, but it's mostly cysts. I can't watch that.
See, I can watch it, and I never thought I would be able to watch it, but then I started it, and now that's why. I'm like, well, maybe I should just
now you're like, ooh, I need to do that. My mom loves it. She loves that stuff, but I don't know. Some of that stuff bothers me.
One time, I remember the first time I was, like, watching, like, Dr. Pimple Popper, and
it's on Hulu now.
It's on Hulu?
Yeah. Yes. But I was like, and I'm like, get that lady off my screen.
I was, like, watching a video, and then the next day, I was like, oh my god, my jaw hurts, and I realized the whole time I was watching it, I was just, like, clenching my jaw, because it was so disgusting, but I, like, could not look away.
It's a car accident. So exactly. Body's on fire, and you're just like, I can't stop looking.
Oh my god.
Debbie.
Maybe that's the key to long-term relationships.
Not popping pimples.
Don't pop their zits.
So maybe I shouldn't start.
No, do it.
I'm not stopping. I'm just kidding. Whoever comes along is getting destroyed by me. Okay. And number 7. You make up your own words and phrases.
I was just about to say, like, what does this even mean? Like, that's a lame one, but then I just, like, thought of all the weird shit I say. So I was like, never mind.
Yeah. Like, I was thinking it actually could go with the whole nickname thing, and I forgot about this. Brian will, like, call me not my name. So he'll be like, let's go, Deborah. I'm like, I hate Debbie is, like, I'm like, I'm not, like, I'm so sorry. We worked with a woman at, like, I worked at a bar, and I was like, and I liked her, but like, I just like every time he said it, like, because I was around her all the time. So when he called me that, I was like, I am not Debbie. Like, don't call me Debbie.
This is confusing.
But then it just turned into everything
else. You, like, Daryl, yes, like male names.
Daryl a lot. He always says Daryl, or like. I'm trying to think, like...
This is hard, like, because
weird,
I know
I've said... say weird names. Like, I'm like, where did you pull that from? Like, where did you get that? And he says the word Johnson a lot, so, like, that became our own little language. So, like, I was talking to my sister the other day, and I was like, yeah, it was Pac Johnson in there. And she was like, what? So, like, that's definitely a part of, like, our language. Like, everything I hear now, it's just, like, something Johnson, because that's all him and his brother say.
He says honey a lot.
Yeah, he does.
Which is, like, a normal word.
Yeah, but he says, does. Like, he'll everything, say it, like, yeah.
I would say, like, kind of similar to this, but me and Danny quote, like, a lot of, like, TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, like, The Office or Friends and stuff like that. Or if Danny, like, does something weird, I'll be like, okay, Dwight.
Yeah, I like that too.
Or, like, just say phrases from TV shows. And then if one of us doesn't get it, it's... awkward, but
you killed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is hard because now, like, I know that, like, I've said all these, like, weird words. We say every time Jimmy, usually when he drives, I, like, I don't know, get nervous. I don't know why. Like, I just kind of, like, don't like it. But all the time, if, like, something happens, we're always, like, we always say Skirty Craig.
What? No one tells me anything that happened before I got here.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Debbie asked us to be her bridesmaid.
Yay! That's so freaking cute.
And Marissa just saw it on Snapchat, so she was
kind of bought her.
Yeah. She's like, no one tells me.
I walked into a whole moment. No one let me know.
Happened like an hour ago. We're over it, but now, yeah.
Now we're like, oh fuck! Now we gotta go and gotta do it.
Yeah,
now we're gonna do work.
Yeah, but yeah, we say Skirty Craig a lot. Don't know why Skirty Craig. Like anytime we drive crazy, you just go skirt skirt, and then I'm like, stop! It's Skirty Craig.
I don't like you guys.
Freaking weird.
And one time, so we both used to work at Payless together, and this guy comes up to the counter, and he, like, him and his wife, and he's buying shoes, and Payless was so strict on getting, like, the rewards and stuff, so I asked for his phone number, and I put his phone number in, and of course, he didn't have an account, and at this point in my career, I was like, I don't care anymore, and I'm not gonna ask everybody for all this information that takes 10 years to fill out. So what I like to do was make up their first, their last name, and their email address, and then just put them in the reward system. Their phone number would be legit, because it's like they just gave it to me. So Jimmy was standing at the register next to me so he could see what I was doing, and I put his first name was Craig, and then I forget his last name, and I put his email in as Skirty Craigery. At hotmail.com. He just looks so much like a Craig.
And that is why Payless is going out of business.
And now they're closing. Because
they're emailing Skirty Craig.
Skirty Craigery. Or Jimmy always likes to say Skirtis Craigerson.
Oh my god.
Wow. Yeah, this sounds real weird.
Oh my god. I feel like there's like probably so much more for like all of us. It's just so hard to think of.
I know, on the spot.
Like I'm like, this I know the good stuff that we say, but I just
this is definitely like that. Maybe you should have prepared for this and wrote it down, but it's okay. You live and you learn.
Yeah.
So basically if you're doing all seven of these things, whether you think they're weird or not, you're with the right person.
Or you're just Marissa and you're fucking weird and you'll do anything with anybody because you don't know boundaries.
But that's
okay. Accept yourself the way you are. Accept myself.
Oh, so, and, before we go, but I just had a public service announcement.
I'm going to up that story, too. I forgot. I got to bring up that story.
Act like I never told you.
Okay. Actually, you tell that first because this is totally off topic.
Okay, oh my god. So, like, me and Megan were in class together in high school. And it was a criminology class. And I guess if Billy was in it, so then we must have been juniors. I guess it was junior year. And so I had a different boyfriend at the time, which we dated for like 2.5 years about. So it was like kind of long term. It was like high school to college. And so I was in the class with him. And then Megan was in the class with Billy. And they sat right by each other. And I was like, oh my god, they're like so cute. Me and my boyfriend didn't even sit by each other for all the time. I think we did for some of the year, but like I don't remember if there was like a sign. And I remember not sitting directly next to him, so I don't really know. We had an assignment, like this stupid little, I don't remember if it was an icebreaker or whatever, but we had to say like if we were stuck on an island or something, like who would we be stuck with and why. And they started on your side of the classroom, so like Megan and Billy both went and they both said each other, and it was like so cute. I'm pretty sure Mr. Mew was probably like, aw, like cute.
Everyone in the class is like crying, vomiting.
Yeah, they're like, aw.
They're like, ew, freaky couple. Like it's gets on underneath the staircase.
Literally.
Ew,
I cannot stand you.
Oh, I remember, too, there was someone in our class, and he was dating a boy from another school, and he said, like, my friend... And, like, his boyfriend's name, and I was like,
whoa.
He's out now. Like,
I don't even remember.
I'll tell you the name after. But, yeah, so then, like, you guys were, like, on the other half of the classroom. So, like, it took a little while, but, like, my boyfriend was going to be going before me. And so I was, like, sitting there, like, ooh, like, cute. He's going to say me, we're in love. And then he goes, my dad, because he's handy or something. And I was just like, shut down, like,
rejection.
Like, I was just, like, so upset. So then it came around to me, and I was like, my sister, even though I would kill myself the second I got stuck in a desert island with her, but I figured I'd say someone else. And then I was, like, really mad at him. Like, really upset.
And then you broke up.
Well, yeah, I was, like, way after that. I should have broke up with him right there. I knew it was bad news.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but the island.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so
moral of that story, Megan and Billy have been so disgustingly cute since day one.
Disgustingly cute. Since they made out in Billy.
Oh!
What?
You had your first kiss in Angie's basement.
Oh, yes! How about let me paint.
2 weeks later.
Yeah. Let me paint a lovely picture for everyone.
Oh my god.
So... somehow, my wonderful luck, I was gonna have a nice summer bonfire in my backyard and invite my friends and, you know, we're gonna do whatever, have s'mores, whatever, watch a movie, whatever. So everyone I invite ends up, the only people who can come are all the couples. So it's me, Megan and Billy, couple, Debbie and Danny, couple. Oh, this is even better. Nicole and Jimmy,
your current boyfriend.
My current boyfriend and me. So really, in the beginning of the night.
Oh my god. Love this moment.
Yeah, this is really fun. So in the beginning of the night, it was two couples and then three single people together. And everything's fine. Yidi yida, we end up playing manhunt because, like, we're still children. Uh-huh. So we're running around my neighborhood and, you know, I have no partner, so that's fine. Because, of course, somehow Jimmy and Nicole decide to hide together. So it's just me. So I'm alone. And so, whatever, we play and no one else shows up. I remember, like, desperately calling the other people, like, are you coming to my house? Like, please come. But no one else shows up. So we decided to have a movie night. And I had, like, a L-shaped couch in my basement. So Debbie and Danny are sitting next to each other. Megan and Billy are sitting next to each other. And then Nicole and Jimmy end up next to each other. And there's no room on the couch for Ange. So I'm sitting on a fold-out chair, folding chair, on the other side of the room in my own house. So... and I look over and everyone's making out. And I am
not yet.
Okay, sorry. Not Danny and Debbie, but they're cuddling, whatever. So I'm seventh wheeling in my own house. And so then it's time to go. And that was fun. Because I had to sit there and stare straight forward. So I would, you know, give all these people privacy as they kiss goodbye. Oh, and Debbie and Danny had their first kiss in my basement. Cute. And then Megan and Billy. That wasn't their first kiss, but whatever, they're still kissing. And then I get to see Nicole and Jimmy, who I am now dating.
And Nicole is secretly listening.
She's hiding behind the couch right now. She's just silently drinking in the
Why
corner.
Did this not come up with on hours?
Yeah,
why
Nicole,
was it all
I was
about
to be quiet
us?
And serve drinks.
Yeah, I don't know. This didn't come up somehow in Nicole's episode. But yeah, I forgot about that.
You should also let the podcast people know that Jimmy J is my cousin.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So
keep it in the fam.
So unless something happens, Whether Mackin. Mackin.
That's my new nickname.
Mackin. Mackin likes it or not. She's stuck with me. Tell Billy to call you that. Mackin. I'll text him. Mackin's new nickname. She likes to be called Mackin. Mackin Megan. She's Mackin out in the lake.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Under the full moon.
I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
Nothing. I was just...
So, do you guys have any tips for, like, how to keep a relationship going, how to get through hard times, maybe how to, like, keep it spicy, you know what I'm saying? In the bedroom.
I have, like, no tips.
I'm just not prepared to answer this.
Yes, you are.
I gotta think.
Mine is to, like... whip them into shape so they're like everything that I want, and then once they change, then you know, bye.
Bye, you mean they're what? Get them,
they didn't listen to my rules, and then they gotta go.
Oh, if they don't listen to your rules,
right? I don't know.
I thought you meant if they did listen, you were gonna,
yeah, you said if they change, bye.
Oh my god, yeah, no, no, no.
So don't take that advice. That was Marissa, not from the long-term love gurus. So Debbie, okay, well, you just asked advice, or how did you and Danny get through your rough patch? Because I know, like you said, going to different colleges, like, that's long-term relationship is, like, one of the hardest and most common reasons people do break up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how did you get through that?
You have to make time for each other, mm-hmm. you know, like, yeah. find time to video chat yeah. every day, or, you know, I mean, it wasn't even that long-term. I can't even say it was a long-term relationship, because, I mean, I was away from college for a year, and I came home almost every single weekend, so, yeah. and so did he.
It's still, yeah.
Like, we saw each other, like, probably every week, every other weekend the most, which still is, like, not yeah. a lot, I guess, in reality, yeah. but just have to make time for each other.
Yeah.
And how long before you guys were like, all right, we're good, we're back to, we're not, I don't know, like, rocky or whatever, yeah. we're back on solid ground?
I don't know. Probably didn't really get fixed till, like, we both came home from college.
Yeah.
For that summer and stuff. Because after that, we both commuted, so it was easier.
Well, so it was, like, 1 year of, like,
a rough
this
patch.
Long distance.
Yeah.
And then... you both commuted, so you were literally a minute away
yeah.
from each other down the street. Well, yeah, that is a big difference. I know you say it's not yeah. long distance because you both were coming home a lot on the weekends, but that is long distance because you went from literally being 1 minute away from each other to,
yeah.
I don't know how many minutes
half
away.
Half a mile.
Yeah, you went from half a mile to...
I had, like, 30 minutes, I guess.
30 minutes, yeah. but when
but
you have...
also no
you're
transportation.
Busy,
yeah, like, yeah, you have no cars at school. There's no way to, like, get back and forth to each other.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, you guys have opposite schedules.
You're
like,
both
yeah.
people who, like, clearly, like, wanted to meet. Like, you went to school because you wanted to go to school. And, like, both people who, like, concentrate on things that they would want to
yeah.
do. So it's not like you're like, ah, screw school. Like, I'm just going to hang out with you. Like, it was
yeah.
priorities mm-hmm. for you guys.
I mean, especially he's an engineer, so yeah. he was in engineering school, so that's a lot of studying and a lot of class. I
can't even imagine.
Ew.
Yeah, no, that's a lot. Did you, was there, okay, so you, like, video chatted a lot. Like, would you say that, like, anything, like, maybe it was just that, if there was, like, anything besides that that was, like... I don't know, like, your thing to, like, keep it afloat, you know? Like, did you do, like, when you guys did see each other, like, did you make sure to, like, have a date night? Like, go out, like did you, or did you, was just, like, sitting and hanging out with each other for, like, a little bit, just, like, enough, or, like,
I don't know.
Like,
I mean,
I don't know what
maybe
I'm trying
you
to, but,
you
like.
You went away, and Billy went away to school for, are you,
true,
for a year or two? How
yeah.
long was it?
He was away, he lived at school for a year, but then he, like, stayed at, like, his uncle's for, like, the second year, but he was there for, like, two or three
yeah.
nights.
I mean, I guess when you're, like, visiting someone at school, like, you're literally, like, just with that person. It's not like you're with a whole bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of do make time for each other there.
Yeah.
Like, you're only there to see each other, you know? Yeah. You're not there to hang out with other friends or do anything else.
I mean, I think just, like, the tip of making time for each other is a lot, because it's something that people definitely don't do enough.
I mean, when I would visit Billy at school, it was, like, perfect, because he was supposed to have 3 roommates, and one was Jimmy, but he dropped out of school last second.
Yeah.
But my aunt already paid the housing deposit.
Yeah.
And then, so he had, like, a room for, like, 3 people, but he only had 1 roommate.
Mm.
And that roommate worked on the weekends, so he was always gone every single weekend. So whenever I would go there, it was literally just us. So that was good, because, like, we didn't have to worry about his roommate or, like, hanging out with more than just each other.
That's
so
nice.
That helped.
Yeah.
But it definitely would have been different if his roommate was there, or if my cousin was there the whole time.
That
put a damper on things.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Way to set the mood, Jim.
Like, I know, like, the guy I dated in high school, I, like, applied a bunch of different places and got scholarships and everything, and then decided to stay home and commute to school, like, pretty, like, late, and then he then was like, I'm just going to go see, like, stay home or whatever, and he was just going to commute, and then, like, last minute, he decided to go away, and it wasn't, like, it was, like, 45 minutes or whatever, but it was, like, a total flip-flop, and then when he was gone, he actually, like, really never, like, he would come home on the weekends, but, like, never invited me, like, I rarely went to school, we, like, rarely hung out there, so, like, his school life to me was, like, so foreign, like, I had no idea, like, who his friends were, what he did, like, all that stuff, and it was, like, shitty. So, like, I can imagine that going to visit would probably help, because I didn't visit my boyfriend. I sketched the fuck out. So that's a good tip. Make sure he lets you visit that school, because if not, he's probably fucking cheating on you. Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Nice. Yeah.
So spicing it up. Does anyone own a wig?
My mom does. I tried it on the other day.
Oh my god, blonde. Eva. That's not... I don't think she
don't
wants
know.
People
Let's not
knowing
get there,
that.
Some people want to tell me that's like for... I don't know what it's for. My dad used to have a wig. He dressed up as a woman when I was in 5th grade and came to my Halloween thing like that. And I told everyone he was my older sister. I don't know why I do
so
things I do.
So, Marissa just has a weird family dynamic in general. So, regardless, I'm, like, just wondering. Does anyone watch Riverdale? Does their dark Betty come out?
Their dark Betty. Oh, my God.
Just spice up. All right. Well, if you don't watch it, basically... Betty puts on a black wig and she becomes Dark Betty. And she goes from, like girl next door to, like, whoosh, whips and black hair. So, does anyone own a wig?
Yeah.
Is it Dark
anything
Debbie?
Crazy?
Dark
We got
Megan?
Any, like, fluffy handcuffs going on? Yeah. Or... trying to think of things I have. Sexy dice.
Sexy dice.
No,
where you roll it and it says, like, dice. Lick toe. And then you're like, roll again.
You're like, yeah, never mind.
It's like on Brian's feet. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to roll again. That doesn't count. Like, you know, like, it doesn't even have to be Dark Betty. Maybe it's like... sexy schoolgirl or something. Professor Engineer Dan walks in from a late night.
Well, he does says he likes when I have my glasses on.
Oh,
and I ask him why, and he's like, I don't know, I just think you look good with them on. And I'm just
glasses, Debbie.
I don't know why.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Like, go buy some glasses, ladies.
But don't wear them all the time.
Only in the bedroom. Yeah.
Only when you're trying to switch it up.
Mm-hmm. I have a public service announcement. So my public service announcement is to not drink and go in a hot tub at the same time.
Yes.
What?
Because you will get fucked up.
You will get sick.
You will get ill.
You will feel ill.
Oh,
exactly. You will be hungover the next day, even though you didn't drink that much to be hungover.
Uh-huh. So, after last episode with Mel, we all decided, like, it's so nice out, let's go in the hot tub.
We definitely were drinking. So we obviously were drinking during the episode and was feeling nice and tipsy, but nothing like crazy. And then we proceeded to have a drink while inside the hot tub. I
were in there for like 2 hours.
Yeah, which is way too long.
Wait, we got the hot tub now?
Yeah, he got another hot tub.
I know he was getting it. I didn't know he got it.
Yeah, Monday. So it's awesome. New. It's exactly. Nice. So we're all excited. So we're like, let's go in. So we go in. I have a drink in there. I swear, like, do you think, how many drinks do you think you had that night? I thought I only had three.
Like two or three, yeah.
Yeah, I swear I only had three. Yeah. So three drinks, that is, like, fine. It's that should not mess me up. Yeah. That should be, I should be fine. Yeah. But I get out of the hot tub, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I am, like, spinning around the world.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a mess outside still, and I, like, went inside the house and, like, fell asleep in, like, 2 seconds, and then, like, woke up, and I thought hours had gone by, but it had been, like, 10 minutes, but I was, like, in a panic, because, like, I didn't know where Jimmy was, and I was, like, he's dead outside. Oh, like, God. I don't know why I woke up, and that was my immediate thought. Like, God. I was, like, oh, my God, he's dead, because I thought hours had gone by, and he wasn't in the room. So I, like, go outside, I'm, like, where are you? And he's, like, I'm cleaning up. Yeah. And I was, like, okay, so
after he had just had like a moment of like
he felt really weird too when he first got out, but by the time you guys left he was like okay.
It was
very strange, so like he felt like
cooled down.
He felt kind of weird, and then he felt fine, and then I was like to a point where I was like, I should not be this drunk, you know what I mean? Like I was like, I know my body, I know my tolerance, and I should not feel like this for what I drank. So he had to drive me home, so he was driving me home, and I was sitting in the back seat because his car was parked, like, on the side of the road, and it was, like, mud, and it had rained the day before, so I didn't want to walk to the driver's seat in the mud. So I sat in the back. So, literally, it's a 2-minute drive, and he's driving me home.
Yeah.
And we are literally 2 houses away from my house, and I say, pull over, because I'm, like, spinning in the back seat. I'm like, I'm gonna be sick, and I don't want to get sick in your car. Like, I'm gonna throw up. And he's like, he said something like, you sure? Like, we're literally right, like, you'll be faster if I just, like, drive you to your house. Like, 2 minutes, two houses away. We're 2 houses away. And I say, no, pull over. And that's all I remember. So, this is then he fills in the blanks the next day. So, apparently I say pull over, and instead of getting out of the car, I slide over to the opposite side of the car, and I get out, I open the door. Do I just, like, vomit in the road? No. I start picking up my laptop and all my stuff, because we had recorded, so I had my laptop. I'm picking it up, and he says, as I'm leaning in the car to, like, pick up my stuff, I'm, like, dry heaving. I'm just going, and he's like, what are you doing?
Oh,
and then I close the door and I start walking home.
Oh my God.
And so I'm like, wait, I didn't throw up. And he's like, nope, you just started walking home. So I walk home, like, 2 houses up the road, and he says, like, he's, like, slowly driving next to me. He's like, are you okay? And I'm just like, I'm walking.
Jimmy, yeah, he's like, you good?
So he starts pulling away because I'm, like, walking to my house. So he's like, are you okay? And he's like, I'm bad. I'm just walking home. And so he says he turned around at the end of the dead end street. So there was a point in time, solid 30 seconds, he could not see me. And he says he comes back, and I'm just, like, hanging my head over the tree in my front yard. So he tells me that I threw up in my front yard. Because it looked like, because I was just, like, standing, leaning over it. And he's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm going in now. Just done throwing up. And I, like, say I threw up, and I go inside. So I wake up. Like, 7 a.m., wicked headache.
Yeah.
Wicked. And I'm like, oh, my God. It was one of those mornings you wake up and you're, like, clapping, a slow clap, because you're like, you got into pajamas.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah.
How did you get in those pajamas? Because you don't even remember getting in the house. Like, not only did you get into pajamas, you learned how to use the door and the key.
Yeah.
You took off your shoes. Like, I was, like, pretty proud of myself, actually, for the situation. Because I basically blacked out the second I said, pull over. I don't remember anything else. So I wake up, I take some Advil, I fall back to sleep for 2 more hours, and I get up and I text Jimmy and I'm like, are you okay? And he says, like, he had
after he dropped me off, he started feeling bad again. Mm. He actually got sick and threw up, but he drank even less. So he was like, it's definitely the hot tub and drinking. You shouldn't do that. And basically, if you Google, should you drink while in a hot tub, the answer is no. Because it's like all this bad stuff happens. It like, besides dehydration, it like affects your blood vessels. So the way the alcohol is flowing through your body is different. Mm. Like everything's different. But basically, I ask him, he tells me that I threw up outside. I ask him where, and I go outside. My parents were all, everybody in my house was luckily not home. They, like, went out early to church because it was a Sunday. So holy. So I'm like, oh, good, no one's home. I can take, like, a bucket of water and wash the puke out my out of the tree. And I go, and there's no puke. Never threw up outside. I think
he just, like, heaved. Maybe
I think I was just, like, nauseous and dizzy. And just, spinning around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't do that. Or you'll end up walking home.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can get that way even just being in a hot tub regardless of drinking.
Yeah, you can. You can get ill from it.
Yeah, so I think, like,
2 hours probably is a long
that's
time.
That was way too long.
I don't think it helped that I drank, but, like, I'm pretty, like, good at, like, I used to hot tub all the time 4 hours, and I never had an issue, so, like, I guess, like, my body's, like, kind of used to, like, hot tubs, but I definitely, the next day, felt more hungover than I should have felt. Like, I felt really gross the next day, and I was, like, I did not drink any more than I usually, like, have in the past. Like, I've drank that much. I drank all the same thing. I didn't switch anything up. Like, I didn't mix anything. Like, I didn't eat anything. Like, so it's, like, I definitely did feel, like, it did give me more of a hangover than I should have gotten.
Yeah, I don't think my dad said
it can boil your organs.
Yeah, it can because it's above your body temperature.
What the hell?
Maybe that's why my mom was so hungover.
Well, that's why that's why we.
When you're pregnant, either.
Yeah, that's why we like warned them because we knew
most at the most like 15 to 30 minutes each day. That's like the maximum. I think
way too long, and
like we need to not go in for like a long time. Yeah. We, like, did our hot tubbing for a week.
So
that's crazy. Angel's looking
I can't find the article things. That Jimmy found because it was really good, but it causes extreme dehydration because you're sweating but you don't feel it, and plus alcohol is also makes you dehydrated. Yeah. So you're literally
that's what I was telling
double
you, like, we're double dehydrated.
Dehydrating yourself, number one, which causes then lightheadedness, dizziness, nauseousness, like all of that, which definitely happened.
Yeah.
Now, it also causes heat exhaustion. So, alcohol expands your blood vessels and increases your body temperature. So does soaking in the hot tub.
Yeah.
So, you're just doubling up.
Yeah.
Your dehydration, and now you're also becoming heat exhausted because, you know, you're doing both things.
Yeah, it's just the rough.
So, basically just says, if you feel these signs, get out and stop. Or, you know, so our plan for the future is, you know, drink water while you're in a hot tub.
And, like, maybe drink after, or just have just a hot tub day where we don't drink at all, and then we won't die.
Yeah. So I'm very, very proud that I'm even drinking today, because,
I
could not even, think about it. I was like, oh my, but I did, I did what any responsible person with a hangover would do, and went and ate some nice and greasy McDonald's.
Yeah, I actually ate a lot that day because every time I ate, I felt so much better.
Yep, I got a hash brown. Those are so greasy.
Yep,
just eat that. They're it'll
good
be fine.
Hash browns. Yep,
a strawberry banana.
Your hangover here.
I ate like fucking. I was eating like Doritos and like gluten free Munchkins and like anything I could find. I was eating. And it did make me feel so much better. I drank a shit ton of water. I drank Gatorade.
Water was, like, freaking my stomach out. I don't know if it was, like, this was, like, I was drinking too much and it was cold. Yeah, I was,
you're like, boiling it inside your stomach. Yeah, mine was, like, room temp.
Yeah.
That's why I was okay.
Yeah. I switched to, like, warm water because I was, like, this cold water is making me ill.
Thanks guys for coming
us about
and
your,
giving us some tips and tricks.
Of course.
And congratulations on we got a future bride right here, some future bridesmaids.
Thank you.
Exciting.
I cannot wait.
Yes.
So exciting.
I have a confetti popper in my bedroom that's just been waiting for this moment.
Oh my god, that you got it.
I got it at the resale store. So it was like 50 cents. Oh my god. And it's in a bottle that's shaped like a
champagne.
So you pop it open and it like literally shoots confetti everywhere. Funny, yeah. It's extremely messy. And Debbie's luckily the first person I know to get married, so.
Yeah, there you go. There it is.
She's getting it.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Congrats.
Yeah.
We'll have to check back in later.
Like going back to the restore and see if they have any more.
I know. It's a rarity for sure. Oh, I doubt many people are donating those.
Yeah. They're already used. They'll sell them used.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right.
Alrighty.
Don't drink in hot tub.
Thanks for listening to these boozy bitches another week.
Bye. All right,
bye.
Bye.